Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Hey, what's up? Yo. Yo. What up? Wait. Why are you coming in so loud?
I don't know why. I can't hardly hear you.
Can hardly hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you sound muffled. What's going on?
I have no idea. Boss is getting on my nerves right now.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I know. You still sound muffled?
You don't sound muffled, you just sound like you're far away.
Far away. Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh my God, hey. Now you sound like you in a tunnel. You can hear him, Lady T?
I can barely hear him. I hear you clear.
You hear me clear, right?
Yeah. Right now, technical difficulties. I'm getting on my nerves right now. You don't pay for service. Pay for services. You know, turn around. Shit gets messed up. But okay.
Oh my God.
Let's try this again. How do I sound now?
You sound
now
better
you
now.
You sound clear, yeah.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay. All right. Let's try this again. What up, yo? Sorry for the technical difficulties, but, you know, it is what it is. It's crap. Once again, back in the house, it is Big Red and Brother B with the menu, guest starring Lady T. What's good, y'all? What's good? How y'all feeling?
I'm good.
You
I'm good. I'm chilling. Yep.
Lady T, how you doing?
Chilling.
Uh-oh. Don't come on with your ass. Stop. Red, stop. Don't come on with that melancholy
what
stuff. What you coming on like you just ordered a plate oxtails, peas and rice, mac and cheese, and it spilled on the floor. Like you coming on the floor like that? Like what's you right?
I don't eat oxtails, so.
Remember?
All right. You know what? I don't need to know no more about you. Man. You eat chicken? You don't eat oxtails? What's wrong with your life, man?
Ain't nothing, I'm fine.
That's why you coming on sound all melancholy because you don't eat out there.
Anyway, Brother B.
I can't.
Oh,
once again, what up, y'all? It is the menu. Big Red, Brother B. Got Lady T in the house. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. No, we're not talking about politics tonight because I don't want to. Neither does Red, Lady T,
nope.
Or
yeah, definitely
a few other people.
Don't
we don't want to talk yet. No. If you went out and voted, that's cool. if you're mad about the results, however it ends up, listen, it life goes on. No matter how you slice it, life goes on. Racism ain't started yesterday, and it's not going to end tomorrow. So it is what it is. The economy been screwed up. It goes up. It goes down. It is what it is, man. All we can do is just tackle what's in front of us, make sure we take care of our village, make sure, you know, our peoples is good, we're good to each other, and we're good to ourselves, most of all, and go forward from there. Other than that, you know, two tears in a bucket, fuck it. It is what it's going to be. So instead of going out there with some assholes talking about there's going to be violence, which y'all a bunch of corny-ass kids anyway. Most of you people threatening violence is probably a bunch of punks anyway. And to those who are just being peaceful, cool. It's all good. Because there ain't no need to be violent about something that you can't control. And even if you could control it, really, what are you getting out of it? It's only going to be, 4 years? And then what? It's going on to the next one. So what you going to do that you're going to be violent then too? Man, shut your dumb asses up, man. I just can't stand stupid people, man. They need to put stupid people, they need to make a rocket ship and put stupid people on a galaxy far, far away. Just far away. So, yeah, that's what I call, population control. Yeah, that's what I call population control. But anyway, so Lady T comes to me with this topic. So it's only right that she sets it off. Well, actually, she said, yeah, but y'all can set it off. Let me sit back and let's watch a second. So tonight's show is about cuffing season. Yes, it is here. It is among us. And to those who don't know what cuffing season is, so basically,
yeah, please
when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
All right. So it's like when summer comes, spring, summer comes. You know what? Some people, you know, they shed their partner. You know, they want to be footloose and fancy free. You know, and even if they do have a partner, you know, they kind of like, you know, maybe want a little bit of distance. Like, you know, you ain't got to be up all on me all the time, and you know. But with COVID going on, everybody ain't on top of everybody anyway. So. But now the winter seems to be upon us. And now it's time to get you either a big fluffy man or woman or just someone you can hold tight. Big skinny, it don't even really matter. Just someone you can hold tight. And get your cuff on. Get your hug on, snuggle, you know, whatever you want to call it. So, lady T.
Mhm.
Cuffing season. What say you? What made you
so
come up with this song?
I don't know. It was just a little chilly this morning.
Oh gosh.
Well, we got Miss Terry on. We got Miss Terry on, so you know it's about to get real.
Hey, Miss Terry.
Miss Terry on. It's about to get real, son.
So instead of me
she said no politics. You talk about cuffing. Oh, I'm calling in.
So instead of me like grabbing my coat, I was just like thinking. I was like, I wonder if Brother B's got a topic tonight.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I inboxed you the topic. All right, you for the go. So let's go with this. I was like, what's the trait that, just out of curiosity too, like what's the trait that, you know, people in general look for when you're looking for that mate that you want to, you know, do cuffing season with? What are some of the traits that you look for?
Okay. So, like, in terms of the female, like us, like, what do we look
female
for?
Female or male? Like, what does the males look for and what does the females look for? Kind of like battle of the sexes kind of thing.
Okay, well, I'll say this. I'll start. Well, with me, you know, I never, you know, to me, cousin season, like, I never really understood. Like, I understood it, but I didn't understand it. But it's like, I'm not really, like, I don't really look for, like, a, like, oh, I got to have a meet in the wintertime, in the summertime, I'm, you know, busting down Fabiano, whatever that, tell that thing. It's like, you just want somebody, I'll say for me, it's just like, you know, you just want somebody that, you know, a companion. That's all you're looking for, and I mean, that could be all year round. That's, like I said, I'm just going to speak for myself. That's all year round, just to have this a nice companion. It's not necessarily a boyfriend or, you know, I'm looking for him to be my husband. He's like, it's just a companion, just somebody that you know that you have, like, a connection with, somebody that you're cool with. You know, I guess, you know, in terms of the cuffing season, I guess because it's getting cold, you know, you want somebody that you could, you know, I guess cuddle up with. I don't know, you know, listen, I'll give a damn pillow and cuddle up with that at night. I don't want you here every time. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got to be careful with some of these, you got these, what they call the homosexuals, okay? You know, cuffing season, you know, the ladies, you got your own apartment, you got to hide your apartments, ladies, because they coming. They coming, they know you got your own place, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what's cold? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. <It's cold. laughs> Oh, you know,
so he got to come pay half the rent too.
We are cold out here.
Oh my God.
So I mean, you know,
Red, you just cracking yourself up over there, Red. Like, just have a good old time.
Cause they, I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. You gotta be careful with that cuffing season, cause they, you know, you think of it as cuffing season, but they think, oh, I got a place to stay for the winter, you know. So you gotta be kind of careful with that. But you know, that's just, you know, how I feel. So you know, what about you ladies? What's the, you know, what y'all looking for? You know, for the cuffing season.
He got to have his own place after what Red just finished.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord, my goodness.
Well, I mean, well, listen, in terms of men, I mean, it depends. You know, if you want to go there, I mean, guys are probably looking for, you know, you got to cook. You got to be able to throw down in the kitchen. And you got to have some meat. You got to have some meat. I mean, you know, you got dudes out there that prefer, you know, little skinniness or whatever. I mean, I really don't care. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, to the dudes that really want to get into the whole cuffing thing, you got to have some meat on the bones. Got to, you know, we need that
meat. Meat.
Yeah, you got to have the meat.
Yeah, well, that's why I got to be careful, too, dude. Listen, they want, oh, yeah, she big. Oh, yeah, she know how to cook. Yeah, listen, don't do that. I got somebody, you know, a young man in this house, and guess what? He gonna eat, too. Y'all gonna be boiling out.
And you got family. I come over and eat there, too.
Right, exactly. That's right.
take your plate quick, homie.
I said, plate check, homie, plate check.
plate check,
homie.
Plate check.
Oh, my plate goodness.
You know what? All right. I mean, I never really understood it. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, people kind of, like, shed some people. Because I don't think that's, you know, a nice thing to do. Like, when it starts getting warm outside, you all of a sudden want to be, you know, free of the person you're with, or you just want some distance until it's time to, you know, till winter come. And, you know, with winter, especially now going into the whole COVID, you know, with the whole COVID thing going on, you know, options are very limited, you know, in terms of place to go, because this outside dining and going places and stuff like very, very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's cold outside. So, of course, you know, definitely, yeah, y'all ladies got to be careful. And some of y'all dudes got to be careful, too, because if y'all able to throw down in the kitchen and you got a nice, comfortable spot, you might be a target.
Like, she coming
what's
through.
Going on, what's going on? What's going on, Miss Cherry? been cooking lately? How you doing?
Of course I'm cooking, not.
I was just saying, what, you know you're cooking.
I was just saying, what's the trait you need? If he's going to be moving in your house for the winter time, he has to be able to take the talking. Just, you know, mm-hmm. you step up in the door, yeah, 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 you better listen.
He
gonna earn that.
And wait, what is this talking about? What is this talking about?
My day went bad, my
anything.
Hair's not right, my nails, whatever you want to talk about. He has to be attentive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh
well, yeah,
God.
That too.
That's a lot of work though.
How? Y'all want us to listen to y'all? Like, yo, y'all be wanting us to listen to y'all?
Well, most of these dudes just playing video games, so they really ain't, you know what I'm saying? They really ain't getting into it. They just playing, you know, sticking themselves in the fridge, in between the fridge and the TV. They don't really care.
Yeah, but see, that's where the problem gonna come in there, because it's like, you're not gonna be in my house sitting there playing a damn video game. Absolutely not. That's first thing. Now,
you just took yourself off the market.
Unless that video game is video game, how to pay these bills.
Oh yeah, you just took yourself off the market too, didn't it? Yo. Cherry nuts. Well, Miss Cherry already there because you got what was Cherry? Yeah, she come in the house beefing. Oh, some asshole licked my tire, and you gotta hear it. Like nah.
And be like, hey, did you see the snow on the driveway? You better jump on it.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly.
You better that engine makes sure everything's right for tomorrow morning. I gotta go to work.
That's right. Listen, if they want to do cuffing season, that's right. Be like I said, it's cuffing season. Now you know it's gonna be some snow, sleet. Something's gonna be happening. You have to rake some leaves. Something. Listen, if you hear, I'm not gonna have you here, and you're not gonna be doing nothing.
Well, I'm saying, hold on. If a dude got a job too, I mean, it's you know, it's all equal, right?
Right.
It's
that's
supposed to be
working. Okay. He's working.
He
if
wanna
he's
be
working,
cozy
okay.
at night, right? He wanna I'll be cozy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wait, hold on. First of all, where did we get moving in? Where did the moving in part come in? Like, not everybody.
Oh, hold on, Paul. I ain't say nothing about no moving in now. I don't know about
no,
all
no,
that.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. We came with the moving in. That's a big step. I mean. You know, that's a lot just to move in for
but
the winter.
But some dudes do that,
though.
But some, they do that. Like,
how?
They'll make, like, it'll be subtle on some, like, oh, I'm going to just stay there for the weekend. Next thing you know, they stay for 3 days. Next thing you know, it's 5 days. Next thing you know, it's Monday, from the Sunday to the Sunday. It's subtle. And that's when it's cuffing season. I'm not talking about, like, you know, you and this guy got a rapport. You know, y'all got to know each other and said, okay, let's move in. Get enough. I'm talking about cuffing season. They will move in during cuffing season, and they come, like, March, April, all of a sudden, oh, I found me a place to stay. Oh, I found this. This is, oh, I'm going back to my brother's house or something. Am I right or wrong?
Wow.
Is that what they do?
Well, I don't know. I've never done it. I mean,
no,
the
I'm
individuals
just,
that I've
been saying. Home.
I don't know. Have they? I got to pick on Miss Cherry. Have they, Miss Cherry? Like, have you had like a professional
I don't
cuffer?
I know anything about this. I have to tell you, I didn't know the term cuffing. So you had to explain
Aww.
It to me. Yeah.
She's so yo.
My situation. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh my! You know what? Moving on. I can't deal with Miss Cherry. Miss Cherry was back, and she probably got somebody in the bedroom right now holding the pillow in place for her to get there. That's what's probably going on.
Coming over to my house. I was like, yo, I'm talking about what it takes for you to be over here during a certain amount of time at my house. Not necessarily the cuffing thing. You can't just come and sit up in my house and not do anything. You have to add something.
Well,
I'm not saying permanent.
I mean, to a degree. But I'm just saying, cause, I mean, but one of the requirements, I'm sure, is cuffing. Unless you just a mean ass and you just like, you know, mop the floor. Your ass gonna sleep on the couch. You know what I'm saying?
Watch us
like,
eat.
This is, and the couch is right there. Oh my God.
Y'all too.
You know, she's bad. And you ain't cooking either. So you want somebody to do this?
You know,
you ain't
cook.
You ain't cook. How?
What do you mean how?
How we gonna make you the poster child for cuffing season and you don't cook? See, you missing some qualities, man. We gotta get you in some classes. How the hell you don't cook?
I am taking cooking classes.
But can you
make a sandwich? I can make a chicken
sandwich. Wait, let's go first.
Let's go first
on the bread, the cheese or the meat? Okay. Which go first, the cheese or the meat?
Don't answer, Miss Chubby. Don't answer.
No, I'm saying, listen, this is important information.
Yeah, this sounds like a setup question. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Which goes closest to the bread on that first slice, the cheese or the meat?
You.
It's not a Jeopardy question. What the hell?
You,
all right.
You
so
eat with me?
Why, you a vegan?
I'm not a vegan. Are you serious?
I'm just saying.
I was eating a steak today.
You make things hard, man. Like, ain't no cuffing for you, son. Somebody's going
to
give you a cup of soup and it's a wrap.
Honestly, I have to find men that know how to cook. They can't look to me for that because I can't fill that role.
So,
I'm
all right, so that's your requirement. You want somebody
cook.
That's going to got to cook, and he's going to be attentive.
Yeah, he's going to have to take the yammer, the talking, constant talking.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So you come in the house, he's trying to make dinner, and you beefing about Becky at work.
No, not necessarily beefing. You know, it could be anything. You could be talking about, you know, something you want to do in the future, vacation, money, whatever. It doesn't have to necessarily be beefing as soon as you walk in the door, unless you
just
walk in the door and your house incorrect and he's sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know what I'm starting to notice, and it's not just from you, but I'm
okay.
Like, oh, and I noticed, no. So some women be wanting this Lifetime, these Lifetime movies. They be wanting these setups where they come in the house and the dude got the apron on and he cooking and he's like, oh, hey, dear, how was your day? And there's a glass of wine sitting there and oh, my day was
ooh,
incredible.
Good
oh, God. You know,
you want to eat, right?
It might not be
it's
like
it's not
that.
Like he's cooking for you. He's eating also.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking care of the family. It's a different way of taking care of the family. Or taking care of the person that you care about, right? Can't
true.
Be too proud to put on
we talk about getting the
be
cuff
sensitive.
On. We talk about everybody else. Because everybody else can get serious. Be real talk.
Because everybody else can get serious.
Everybody else can get serious. Like, there's no, like, you know what I'm saying? We're talking specifics here. We're talking some, like she said, cuffing season. So it was like, all right, so one of your requirements is that the dude got to cook and he got to be able to take an earful, and that's that. Is there anything
yeah,
else? Like,
yeah.
Got to be a foot rub along with that shit, too? So you got to be
oh,
ball,
that,
you know,
that
beating
nice.
The pot
oh,
while
yeah.
rubbing your
another
feet at the same time.
Oh,
yeah.
My well,
yeah,
requirement,
great, right?
He better have some stamina when it's time to do the same thing.
What the hell is stamina? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that is a requirement. It's cuffing season, right? So guess what?
Yeah.
You got to be in the bed with me. You ain't sleeping on the couch. You ain't sleeping on the floor with the cat. So guess what? Make sure you prepare it, brother.
You better have worked out this past summer.
Right, worked out. Oh, you know, you better, you know, you better have, you know, you better have yourself on point. I don't come in here to, oh, I'm tired. No, I ain't tired.
Yo, yo, that sounds real selfish. That sounds real.
Why?
That sounds really, really selfish. Because you
isn't
ain't tired don't mean
for?
Other people got to be. Excuse me?
Isn't that
sounds like
for?
The nerve of it. No.
All right, listen. Some,
guys,
you know, some of y'all
say,
women.
Oh, I'm tired. Please.
Well, maybe because we are.
Wake
maybe
up.
Because we
wake
out there
up.
Working.
Okay, I'll give you
no.
5 minutes.
Okay, wait,
relax
okay,
and wake up.
Right, let me say this. Okay, so you saying he's out here, he's working or what? Okay, I get that. Okay, I get that. But see the thing that y'all, well, maybe y'all don't realize about cuffing season, the people that be talking about that cuffing season stuff, especially I've noticed the dudes, them
mm-hmm.
the dudes that don't really have a job. Like, they don't really work anywhere. Those are them dudes that's just like they around. They make their little money, you know how they make their little money. That's what I said. That's kind of more them hobos, like I said, the hobo section that looking for some place to stay during cuffing season. So guess what? Like I said, now if you're going to be here for cuffing season, guess what? You ain't got no excuse to be telling me that you're tired when it's time for the same thing, okay? You ain't got no excuse. Because if you can play a video, if you're sitting around playing a video, if you're sitting around playing a video game, you ain't that tired. That's what I'm saying.
No. One thing has nothing to do with the other. But yeah, like I don't play video games.
Why that?
I'm not.
That affects
you know,
his stamina.
I'm not
why?
What? What do you think?
That
so
affects his stamina. What's the problem?
How does video games affect the stamina?
It too. That looks very tiring.
Maybe your shoulder thrown out, your eyes side messed up. I live with a gamer.
Oh God.
Nah, listen. You know what? I'm finding out a lot about y'all and y'all business. Like these requirements. I'm just saying. Like, all right, I'm not really. I've never really been a cuffer. Like, I work a lot, so yeah. There's a lot of times where I'll be like, "Yo, I'm tired." Like, dude, so cuffing. That's really never been my thing. Too tough. So this is kind of a foreign concept to just. You know, come get off of work and want to come home and shower and cuff
the bang.
Instead of just sit there and just like stare at the wall.
Well,
like that,
like I said, it depends on the person. You know, it depends on, you know, just like you said, I guess it depends on, like, you know, if you work a lot of hours, I get that. But. It just, you know, it just depends. But, you know, like I said, the cuffing dudes, you know, listen, you know, don't tell me that you tired. But I'll say that's one of my requirements as well. If you're going, you know, if you're going to be a cuffer, then guess what? That's one of the requirements.
Well,
if you're going to be a cuffer, don't be tired. Don't be tired at all.
You get extra pillow or something. A heated pillow at that. I mean, I don't really know what to tell you. I mean, listen, even in like regular relationships, you know, okay, I can understand that there has to be this level of, you know, oh, hug me. Or, you know, oh, just come sit next to me or this and that. I get it. But, you know, sometimes you just don't. When, like, I don't really get that. Like I said, that cuffing thing, I don't get it. I mean, I understand the topic, but sometimes I'm just like, all right, why we got to be on top of each other? And just like to
why
be on top of each
hand?
Other.
Why you got
Yeah, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get
that.
Yeah,
you sound like you got a problem with intimacy.
No.
And I'm like, you don't want to be cuddled? That's what you're saying,
Buster? Don't you sit in the corner.
I'm just saying.
You sit in the corner
until you know what? There's moods. No. With dudes, some dudes, we have moods. We have moments for that. You don't just, like, all of a sudden want to just come home and, like, oh, come, hug me. You know, oh, dear, you know, love me. Like,
it
would
be nice if y'all
would
do that once in a while.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes women, it would be nice if y'all do that. What do you mean, why?
Wait a minute. Wait. With that. Okay. With my motivation. You see that attitude? And the same attitude with you, Ray. Listen, you want to come home and we talk about all about this. Who want to come home for that? Because, listen, it depends on the vibe that you put out, too. Because if you ain't putting out a good vibe, why do I want to start cuffing? Why should we even engage in cuffing? I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. There's been times in the past where I have attempted that, and then it was like, oh, get off me. I don't feel like being bothered. Well, you had a bad day. Yeah,
what did you do before
then?
Right, well, maybe you should ask.
Why did I have to do something?
Obviously, you.
You know what? Don't sit here and act like you're perfect. No. Don't sit here.
For someone
to be
hostile,
maybe you walk
in. Oh,
Maybe if you walked in and you were
like, how is your day? How are you feeling? As opposed to walking in and trying to jump on somebody. They wouldn't be hot.
Right. Exactly. I was just getting ready to say that.
Yeah, maybe.
When nobody says jumping
on
you trying to. Nobody says jumping on you trying to get some ass. Maybe somebody just want to jump on you, give you a hug.
Maybe even if that, you should be like, hey, babe, how you doing? How was your day? And, you know, depending on the response, it's all, you know, let me come give you a hug or let me.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you.
I'm home to see you.
I miss you.
All right.
I didn't say
do
that every day.
You want somebody. You want
somebody. You want smothered right now, like he's smothered.
All right.
I can't believe it sounds like we're smothering you. Oh, my gosh, Brother B.
No. What I'm saying is it's too many rules. Like, you know what I'm saying? Guys want things to be simple. Y'all want things to be complex. I shouldn't have to come in the house
that
and, like, figure out if you want to be hugged. No dude should come in the house just to figure out if you want
to
be hugged or figure out what type of mood you're in.
You shouldn't have to
figure
out.
They just
want to
come in and just grip. Yeah, but sometimes that backfires.
Yeah, you might even just touch the waist. Hey, give her a kiss on the cheek. How's your day?
Yeah, how was your day?
Okay, all right. That may work for you.
On a certain part of the body might work.
No, that might work for you on Tuesday. But on Wednesday, you do that to Miss Cherry, and then somebody pissed her off at the office. She come in the house and she's like, what you touching me for? What you touching me for?
But see, if you had...
Like, I had enough people touching me, bothering me all day. Yeah.
But if you walked in the door and said, how was your day, you would get a feel. You would be able to tell, is she in the mood or is she looking angry? I didn't do anything.
Yeah,
so
absolutely, yeah.
See, you know,
my day was so horrible.
Just stay away from me.
Just stay away from me. Just stay away.
Yo,
okay? Just stay.
Let me
breathe.
You know, you see me in the kitchen right? How much can I do? You got to come in for work. You got to cook. And there's somebody coming in and they want to jump on you. Come on. You got to be sensitive. That's what I said. You got to be able to take the yammer.
Yeah.
why don't y'all just write an overall script? And we could just put it out there, like protocols for approaching your woman during cuffing season. Like, you know, why don't you just make up a rule book, a cuffing season rule book, like do's and don'ts? Because I'm sure some inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, step A, open the door. You know, look to the left and the right. You know,
does she look angry or does she look intense?
Check the temperature. You know of the air. Make sure it's not chilly. If it's below a certain temperature, then you know to get the hell out of there. You know, I don't. You know, I mean, what are your requirements, Lady T? Let's ask Lady T.
What is your cuffing season requirements?
Well, I don't do cuffing season, but if I did,
you don't.
Do cuffing season.
No, I want an all year round kind of guy, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Just for the topic.
I don't know who made it that cuffing season anyway.
Y'all greedy.
Probably a guy. We know it's a guy.
I think a guy made that cuffing season.
Because it normally benefits them, obviously. Like Red said, he wants to be the living guy during the winter. That's normally what
mm-hmm.
they do.
I think made up that nonsense.
So that's fine. You gonna have to pay half the bills if you here.
Uh-oh. That's right. While you're here,
you're gonna have to be a snuggler, cuddler.
Oh,
if you want, you could be a cook. That's okay. You definitely gotta be a listener. I love a listener. And you definitely gonna have to bring it. Every day of the week, I'll probably give you Sunday off.
Bring lunch? Bring lunch and dinner? Like, bring it.
No,
bring
to my brain.
Bring your sausage. Bring it.
Oh, my God.
Bring it.
Okay.
Ready
now
on demand.
Because it's an extra special season, okay? So you got to be prepared for it. You the one that want to come through.
Well, I mean, it's a fair exchange of fire. I mean, really. You know, you want them to bring it. What are y'all bringing? What y'all
the
bringing?
The house?
What do you mean?
We're bringing the same thing.
I'm bringing the house. Because guess what? You
well, first,
and Miles, remember that.
You ain't got no way.
You making it sound. See, and that's what I'm saying. You make it sound like every dude is homeless or something like that, or they just doing this. Just
that's
like,
how those
be
fools
your
act.
That's
how they act for cuffing season.
That's
you hear dudes bragging
you.
About this. Listen,
exactly
you'll hear them. You'll hear them broke up with their girlfriend for the whole summer. Hey, babe, how you doing? No, it's winter. I'm looking at. Okay, it's winter. You hear this all the time. I hear guys really talk about this. And
yeah.
I'm like,
so
are
you
serious?
Say,
like, they just have the nerve.
I've never heard it.
Hmm? What do you mean
I've
what they say?
This.
The
what
girl be all happy and whatnot. Sure, come through. She's happy. It's like a winter fling, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Really
yeah,
sad.
Yeah.
Them dudes, it really happened.
Yeah, it really happened. Them dudes, just like you saw my daily life, they don't. They are homeless. They are. That's the point. Or either they have a girlfriend or whatever, and they all of a sudden, just like Lady T said, they break up with the girlfriend. All of a sudden, September, October, you break up with the girlfriend, now you lurking around looking for somebody else to live off of or whatever.
Had their summer fling ended. Let's say their summer fling broke up with them. Things like that. It's real. I've heard of this nonsense.
So why do some of y'all allow this to go on? Why? There should be no such thing as a cuffing season.
I couldn't answer that.
But you got to
answer
that.
That.
I couldn't answer that either.
I don't entertain it, really. I'm just,
mm-hmm.
like, speaking on the topic. It's like, I don't entertain that stuff. I've never had that. I don't know what I would do if he'd be like, oh, I wasn't. I'll be go back where you was in the summer.
Exactly.
I don't think they allow.
That's what
I feel.
Oh, wow.
Are they aware?
Hmm?
I'm saying during cuffing season, if you're talking about cuffing, not every woman is aware. She might actually take it like it's a genuine relationship.
Yeah.
True.
That's another way. Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Okay, I'm starting to feel like this is all being all put on the man. Like this is,
oh,
you know,
y'all
saying,
men created
on,
it.
Man, this women, no, listen, there's some women out there who be doing the same damn thing. So don't even try it. Y'all, listen, y'all,
oh, you
y'all,
right.
y'all,
yeah,
y'all,
you do have some cuffing season women. You right about that?
Come to your door, Brother B, and be like, hey, Brother B, I got my bag on. Can I stay tonight? in their lingerie in and one of these be like, sure, come on in.
In the
and then
former
be
life,
3 days, 5 days, seven days, a month.
In a former life, yeah, I used to be that dude who, you know, come through and, you know, somebody there for the weekend or a week, and next thing you know, I'm like, all right, man, it's been a week. Like, what's the deal here? And they go about their business, take a couple of days off, and then they come back. So it's not just a man thing.
So you was cussing?
I mean,
everybody didn't know you was cussing.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you know what? I really didn't care because I was getting what I was getting out the deal. So I really wasn't stressing.
The mundo. There
but
you go.
When you look back at it in hindsight, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, everybody does it. Now, I don't know if it's more majority men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the women
it is.
See nowadays,
it
women,
is.
Women have,
I'm telling
really,
because
women have changed their positions now. So a lot of women are really more on that man shit. And they doing man things, like they doing shit
right.
Like, yo, listen, homie, I don't want to be bothered. I'll see you in September. Type shit. Like, they doing, y'all doing that shit that's a lot.
Yeah, I guess
but
we just learned
like,
our game and played it on y'all. Yeah.
But, Brother B, like I said, the men, I'm telling you, it's more, I understand that women are maybe on that as well, but the men are the majority of ones that are on that cuffing season. And once again, the ones that put it up, like, you know, I see it on Facebook, the ones, people that put it up is mostly the males.
Hmm.
They put up that cuffing season stuff. So, I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, listen, I'm not sticking up for either or. I'm just saying, I think that if you're going, it shouldn't be a cuffing season. If you're going to do it, it should be an all-year-round thing. Now, maybe it depending on your relationship, maybe it should come with some type of, you know, I guess, rules or protocols or whatever, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it interesting how the dynamics of it with, you know, wintertime, oh, I got a place to rest my head and get some food and yada, yada, yada. And then when it start getting warm outside, it's like, all right. So where the hell do they go when it get warm outside? That's
they got
from side
chicks. They
the
got
winter.
Other chicks. They got tons
they
of
got
chicks
other
during
chicks,
that
yep,
time.
They got other chicks.
Those
they
chicks
make
are finished, you know, with they
so
some of
they
rendezvous
so
with
go?
Them. I don't know.
They,
so where did they go during the winter?
They sound like cockroaches.
They
like, come
cow.
On.
They
stay
with their homeboys.
Sorry.
Well, that's the ones that you talking about jobs and all that stuff. That's the ones that don't really have a job. They doing their little hustles and scams and stuff like that.
So
they
why?
They go stay at their home.
So why accept it? Why
you're
put
right.
yourself in that type of position? Why? If you know he's
Brother
only going to be there
Brother
for
Brother
like
B.
5 months, why?
Wow. Because some of them don't possess, some of them
wait,
up front is like they
don't,
perpetrating a fraud.
Right, I was just about to say that. They don't present it like that.
Mm-hmm.
They present it like, I'm here for you. You feeling good this winter. Mariah Carey song is going on.
Like I said, you know social media is big with that, with Instagram and Facebook. They go on social media, they check flashing all this money, and they got different discs on, all these little fancy clothes and car and all this other stuff. But you
men
a
don't flash money.
In real life. Yes, they do.
Listen,
them dudes do it.
Real dudes don't be showing off stuff like that.
No, I'm saying real,
nah,
right. You
nah,
have to wrap it up. Them dudes do that. But they do it because they know that what catches some women's eyes, that can, oh, he got money. Then it's like I said, yeah, I get with you. Yeah, I could do this, I could do that. Then next thing you know, like I said, the dude stay there 1, 2, 3 days, and as soon as you tell me, oh, you know, listen, we got to eat. Or you ain't going to cook. Okay, well, go buy something. Oh, I can't buy because I don't have it. That's when you start seeing that, you know, maybe within 2 or 3 days, but then after a while, that's when you start seeing like, oh, yeah, this Negro is full of BS. Like, come on.
And then
you know,
can't get him out the house.
Exactly, like an animal. Absolutely.
They've been saving money all
you
week.
You would get him out the house. Ray Ray and them was going to come and get him. You would get him out
Ray
the
Ray.
House.
Ray Ray and them.
Living off of you for free. They got money.
Right.
For traveling during the summer.
Well, listen. According to you, cooking and listening is paying dues. So, you know, what else? What more they got to do? According to you,
I told you
got to listen and pay
snow,
dues.
Pick up the leaves, cut the grass.
He ain't even get inside yet.
Be ready on demand.
You sound like you
want to.
You need a farmer.
Or they have to rent.
Listen,
yeah, you sound like he'd
rather
be
a
farmer.
But he'd rather be that farmer than to try to pay to have the rent. Anyway, you want me to marry the Lord? You want me to plant you some flowers? Plant some seeds in the back, and you can make a home.
And start the garden in the back.
No, y'all are bad. Y'all are bad.
Some vegetables.
Y'all
are
bad.
Exactly. Make a home food.
No, but
I think with dudes,
it's you know, to dudes that are on that type of stuff. And, you know, you may have dudes that have their, of course, respectively have their own places. And you guys probably, you know, go in between. Oh, sometimes you go to your place. Sometimes you come to his place. So speaking for dudes like that, I mean, you got to have a comfortable setup no matter what. You got to have a comfortable setup. You got to be able to do a little something in the kitchen, at least make the comfort food. You ain't got to get all snazzle-dazzle, but, yeah, you do have to know how to put a soup and sandwich together. That, you know, it's important. Maybe some mac and cheese.
That would be a problem.
You know. Yeah. Well,
yeah, if they knew how to do that.
Who's they? I'm talking about y'all.
See, I don't know how to cook, but I know how to eat.
Y'all.
And I know how to pick out people that can cook.
Listen, I don't have a problem cooking for a dude, but at the same time,
you
should learn how to do something too.
Listen. First of all, Miss Cherry, I don't know what to say. you must pick chefs all the goddamn time because I mean I don't understand. Either that or you got a house full of menus. I don't know. But you gotta be able to do something. Like I said, if you got your crib and he's like, hey, why don't you come through to my crib, spend some time over here, you know, pack a little bag or whatever. You got to be able to, you know.
You're talking about if you go over to this guy's house. Okay, I get that.
You see, Red, this is why I ain't messing with you. Because you so one-sided right now. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
You
like,
know
you very one-sided. You know, coming over to my house. Eat my food.
Let me explain something to you. I understand that, but let me tell you something, Brother B. Let me tell you something.
What?
I'm gonna say this out of just from knowledge. I haven't encountered a man within the last, I'm gonna say, 20 years that has his own apartment. I'm not talking about him living with his mother, his grandmother, aunt, father. I'm talking about his own apartment. Do you understand me? And I said 20 years. Now, more back in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, you had more men that may have had their own place. These days, like I said, within the last 20-something years, these dudes do not have their own apartments. I'm telling you they don't have their own apartments.
Well, they don't have their shit. So they don't have their shit together because all they got to offer is, as Lady T would put it, sausage. That's all they got to offer. And as soon as they come with the sausage and the salami, y'all just like, here's a blanket and a bowl of soup. So some of y'all be forced to. Blanket and a bowl of soup. Like, yeah, you can be right there in the corner next to the dog until you work your way into the bedroom.
And like I said, I don't mind you coming with the sausage, but don't try to move you and the sausage in. No, just bring the sausage. For a day or two, or maybe like I said, maybe the weekend, and at 11 o'clock, it's checkout time for you and the sausage.
Right before. before the 10 o'clock round, then be out at 11 o'clock.
About to
I'm good.
So you
got to
be
I'm good for
you
another
get out
week.
Before the noon.
Exactly. You got to get up out of here. I got to go to work.
Absolutely. You know, I got things to do. You can't be – no. I didn't say you can move and you just bring in sausage. And like I said, once in a while, I want to body it. But I don't want you here all the time. And especially if you think you're going to be here and you're not going to do nothing.
Say time again, Fred. Say time again. Say it again.
You have to
all right, well, you know what?
When they come through the door, don't get comfortable.
Wait, hold on.
Unless don't come through Miss Cherry's door unless either you bring in food or you know how to cook food. Don't come through Miss Cherry's door. It's either or.
We both can't starve. Somebody got to cook.
And I don't blame her with that. Because that's another thing. When you know you know how to cook, when they know you know how to cook, it's just like the dog. You feed them once and they keep coming out. No!
Yeah, they'll be over there.
Hey, you need anything
from the supermarket? I was just wondering, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what you're cooking tonight.
Hot rod, could you help me out, please? Hot rod.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
First of all, what the hell is cooking season? Isn't that some high school or college nonsense back then that you guys used to do?
All right, but these dudes are still doing it.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Yo, they in their 30s, 40s, 50s, maybe 60s.
Uh-huh.
They really doing it.
Yep.
No, I don't believe that.
Disgusting.
That cannot be happening.
Listen, it's happening.
Lady, if I ever tell you, I've been doing some counseling, you know you won't believe me one bit. But men don't do that now. They don't unless they play the angle to, you know, to get their little coochie on the side. You never know. There could be an angle to it. But if I take a lady out to eat and she orders chicken tenders and fries from the kid menu, yes, I give her all the comfort she wants, but that's a keeper. Right there, okay? I will love her to death.
Yo.
I'm really dead serious, you know. She ordered chicken tenders and fries, that means she respect you and respect the man and respect the wallet, okay? She's a keeper. All the comfort she could have.
And y'all can do some things, and y'all can do some things with that honey mustard sauce later. See, there you go.
Exactly.
Boom.
He's
on
that with that. Listen, it's nice and sticky. It's nice, sticky, gooey, and yummy, right? Like other things as well. So you know, use more imagination. All right, folks. Good night, y'all.
You got a cuffing chick, you got to run through. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I don't really know. Like I said, I didn't still know that that was, like, a big thing or if it was still a thing with the whole cuffing.
Yeah.
And once again, to those who don't know, basically cuffing season is when it comes that time of year. You know, every need, you know, people, man or woman, want that physical blanket.
Well,
the same blanket they didn't want during the summer.
Or they go back to their ex. That's what they do.
You ladies overall don't know what you want. What season do you want? Whether it's cuffing season, great pants season,
don't know what
lobster
we want.
Season. Oh, you don't know what you want most of the time.
Oh,
you change
you
the season
the
like
word.
You change this. Oh, what? We know what we want in the end. It's you ladies that don't know what you want.
Why do you know what we want? We come with it right on the table for y'all, and y'all still
right.
don't follow it.
Well,
so
no,
we can tell y'all
you don't know
about faces black and blue. You guys don't comprehend it. It's like ADHD.
ADHD
on love.
Y'all want to leave signs. Y'all want to leave highway signs. And sometimes
we make it simple. Communication, and some sausage.
Yeah.
How hard is that? Can you
follow that? Some sausage.
Time, communication, sausage.
Because
it's easy, and we all happy.
But you know, but y'all want to balance. Y'all want to balance. And sometimes the balance is not always created. It may be more of one thing than the other.
What's so hard about that balance, though?
Y'all want
though?
This as a fine balance.
What? Listen.
That is
Lady
the
T,
excellent
you
dynamics of keeping the woman happy.
Lady T, you don't know what you want most of the time. You may tell us what you want. We get it
okay.
for you. I want sauce and egg. Okay, I gave you sauce and egg. I want a sauce that's crispy. Jesus Christ, here we go already. Make up your mind.
That sound like me.
No lie.
That sound like me, Terry.
No lie.
I wanted my eggs over easy, not scrambled. When I said eggs,
right.
Sometimes y'all women do that. I say when you say you
yes.
want eggs, but you don't be specific on what type of eggs.
Hold on,
no,
that's not y'all, because y'all don't think. Y'all don't think to say, hey, scramble.
I don't want my
egg.
I don't do that. I like my eggs a certain way.
Thank God. But Big Red, my son the other day asked me, Dad, what is love? I'm like, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
What is love? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
So you look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, listen, I don't know what love is. Go ask your mother, okay? I don't know nothing about that, right? Leave me alone. I don't do that.
Listen, leave me alone. Oh my God!
Go give her a hug and see how she feels. If it's the right,
exactly.
appropriate time to give her a hug, or she's gonna talk you ill.
But y'all men in the same way. Like when we want to be affectionate with y'all, y'all getting y'all moves. So don't try to act like y'all men are the same way. Y'all, listen, I've had plenty of times where I be in a nice mood and I be going to my significant other and He's like, you get it. Oh, really? Okay, no problem.
Yeah, but you need to understand. You need to look at the kicking first. Once the liquor kicking in, then you become a fisherman and get loose and get ready. Let the Hennessy talk. Let the Hennessy talk.
He's like, you need to. That's to say, that sound like he got to pop a Viagra pill or something. Like,
I don't want that.
I'm good. I'm good.
You got to drink. No, you got to do all of that. Then we don't need to be doing nothing.
Yo,
you don't know what you want.
Yo, stop. Wait, I can't come in the house and have a drink? But you can't have a drink before.
I didn't say that you can't. But my thing is, if you have to be intoxicated in order for us to do something, no, I don't want you to be intoxicated. I want you to let her out.
You see, Brother B?
Nobody said intoxicated.
I want you to come in off of a high, off of your love for me. I want you to come and say, you know what, if I come
I'm
and
busy.
I start rubbing on your, if you know the guy I start rubbing on his shin or something, he's a baby. Oh my God. All right, let's get it on. You know,
what movie was you watching? What movie was this? And who was in it? Jim Bell or Jamal Moore? Who was in it? Jamal Moore was in it, right? It had to be.
But Big Red,
you want somebody to come in like singing or something like that.
I'm saying if I'm in a mood and say I go to, and I'm in the mood and I go to him. And just like he come, if he come in the house and come home from work or whatever, and if I'm in the mood and I'm, give him a little touch on his shoulder or something like that, and if he gets an attitude, that turns me off, and then I'm not going to be in the mood anymore. But then guess what? Y'all guys are good for this. As soon as I say, okay, you ain't in the mood, all right, I'll go lay down or I'll go do what I want, then all of a sudden, now you want to do something. You want me to wait 20 hours later.
Listen, we got less than 60 seconds, but I will say this. It's okay. See, all y'all got to do is make juice. Other dudes got to salute. You know what I'm saying? So who is it easier for? I think it's made easier, which would probably be another topic for another time, because we won't be talking about politics next week either. But
thank goodness.
I think it's easier for y'all than it's easier for a dude.
You think so? Let's save that for the next. To be continued. Put a sausage in that one.
Y'all have a good night.
Sorry.
Good night, everyone.
Be safe out there.
Later.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.